You know, we've been talking a good bit about this, but just in case you're just joining us, Chris Kelly has decided he wants to play poor next year.
I've put it to my wife. I said, I'm serious about this. Let's take a year where we don't spend a single penny on anything except food and absolute necessities.
When you're done reading your nonfiction book for your Hard 75, you should read The Prince and the Pauper.
I will. I'll read The Prince and the Pauper.
Because you are a prince, clearly. But yeah. You want to be a pauper.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That's so nice of you to say.
You know, and I bet you, without realizing it, spend more funds, like, you know, just extra money than you realize.
Discretionary?
Discretionary funds. There you go.
I don't think so. I never buy clothing. I only buy food for myself and pickleball tournaments. You know, that's about it. I mean, I just don't. When my wife was shopping for Amazon yesterday, I thought to myself, we need for nothing.
Is that because you have no idea what she actually does to keep the house going?
Probably. I mean, yeah. I mean, all the things to keep the house going, absolutely. Cleaning supplies, those kinds of products, of course.
But other things too, like furniture.
Well,
and I think in your mind, everything, if things remain static, that's perfect. But that may not be the case to her.
Let me give you an example. We were on the beach recently at that beach trip, right?
Yes.
You were there.
Delightful.
Wonderful trip.
Until the incident.
Well, yeah, the incident. Now, there's that, of course. But before you were even out there, we were on the beach one day, and there was sand had gotten onto the cooler. And she's like, oh, this is perfect. I have this thing that will take sand off. And she brought it out. It was like a little pad that I'd never seen before. She's like, watch, it just takes up all the sand. So she rubbed down the beach chair and the cooler, and all the sand just disappeared. I mean, it's a great little device. And I said to her, what a great device. But what I was thinking was, why did we buy that? You know, it's like a beach towel could have done the same, or I could wash it off with the hose back up at that. You know, it's just like, why? And it's not even so much that the money spend. It's like, now we have this little device that will take up room somewhere in our house, and I don't like all those little trinkets. She's very big on buying little trinkets to make life better, and I don't want life to be better. I just want it to be, my house to be trinket-free. And so I always think, why are we buying this? We don't really need it.
But you're not, you've learned not to bite your tongue, right?
I said to her, I love this device. And it was a nice device.
It's a miracle.
But I could have done the same very easily with something else. You know, I don't need that device to take up sand. And that's one of the many, many, many things we have that are like that. I got a drawer full of Pampered Chef stuff that I'm never going to use.
It sounds like your Prince and the Pauper plan is really directed at one person.
No, well,
yeah.
Well, maybe. We had like,
it sounds like you've got beef with one.
You know,
and you're being passive aggressive.
Once in a moon, we'll have strawberries in the house. Not very often. And she'll say, I've got a strawberry pitter. Why? Why do we have a thing that digs out the little end?
Because you won't let me have a maid.
Just got a text. If I cut out all discretionary spending on everything next year, it means I can't go to the Tennessee-Alabama game as I had planned. So I can't do it. I can't do it. I
know the dream is over?
It's over because that's just not right. You know, I have to go to that. I have to go to that.
Have to.
I loved the Georgia-Tennessee experience so much. So we'll keep the egg cutter. We'll keep the strawberry pitter.
ShamWow.
We'll keep the ShamWow for the sand.
Well, this will help keep you married, too, because let me tell you, your second wife, she's going to be younger, and she's going to spend.
You'll learn the meaning of the word profligate.
Yeah.
I don't know the meaning of the word profligate.
You're going to learn.
You will.
Okay. When you say that, it's very upsetting. My wife and I are strong. We're bonded.
Well, you keep trying to tie up your wife by, you know, bounding her spending.
I just, it's not even the money.
It's the stuff.
Stuff.
It's like, why do we have so much stuff, you know?
Do you think she is shopping her escape mechanism?
I don't know about
Whereas you love the gym and torture.
Maybe. Maybe.
Is shopping her escape from the world.
Maybe. Whereas I like pain and torture.
Yeah, you like to go to the gym. You like and do things like your 75 hard.
Yeah.
You like to challenge yourself for these things.
Well, it's another challenge. If we didn't spend a penny all year next year.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a real challenge. You know, standing in line, and you could never buy just anything for yourself. It has to be necessity.
Trust me, the second wife would be way more expensive than this first wife.
My wife, my first wife, my only wife, is she does a great job.
And the second one you will spend on just because you're going to stare at those perky boobs. And just...
the yoga pants.
I don't like
I mean,
it
Daddy,
say.
Everybody has a boat.
I don't.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Everybody does have a boat. Let me.
When you say things like that, it upsets me and it upsets my wife. I must say my colonel.
Yeah. What's the punchline? The old comic. You're starting to sound like my my first wife. Were you married before?
No.
Yeah.
So anyway, my wife does a great job when she does shop. At saving money. She told me yesterday when she was on Amazon, you won't believe what I saved today. And I always say, fantastic. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you. My daughter as well.
It's a chaise for the dog.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
You got dog spending too, but I guess that's spending. Necessities.
I mean, I guess we bought a bathrobe for the dog. Okay. We bought a bathrobe.
Okay.
The one that doesn't eat stuff.
I'll tell you what, you can move my game piece a little more to your corner on that one. Hey, I'm with you, okay. Move me to your side a little.
Thank you. The first, and what did I say? I love it. I love that bathrobe.
I mean, so whose dog doesn't have a bathrobe?
Exactly. So we gave the dog a bath. Now, we've had the dog now 4 months or so, and the first time I bathed him, my wife said, perfect timing. The bathrobe for little Franklin has come in, to which I had to say, oh, it's so wonderful. I love it. I bathe in myself in the shower. I'm completely nude. I take a shower. He takes a shower. We're both in shame in there washing each other. And then we get out. He does, you know, he shakes off all the water. I dry him off with a towel. I put the bathrobe on. What he wants is to immediately get out of the bathrobe. Dogs all want to get out of the bathrobe. So we come out. He tries to get out of it. My wife says, oh, he doesn't like it. Yeah. Who could have told you that? Obviously, he's not going to like the bathrobe. But now we have a doggy bathrobe somewhere in that. It's not even the money. It's the fact that someday I'm going to say, what is this thing? And it's the doggy bathrobe is what it is.
Of course.